Job chapter number 2. Job chapter number 2. The Bible says, again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. And Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said unto Satan, from whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it. Where's the devil at today? He's doing the same thing. Amen. He said, the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that that feareth God and escheweth evil? And still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause. And Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin, yea, all that a man hath will he give for his life. But put forth thine hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, he is in thine hand, but save his life. So went Satan forth from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot unto his crown. And he took him a potsherd to scrape himself withal, and he sat down among the ashes. And then said his wife unto him, dost thou still retain thine integrity? Curse God and die. But he said unto her, thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? In all this did not Job sin with his lips. We've preached out of this chapter of Job a couple of times, and we've preached about the body and how it's the target of Satan. And we preached about the suffering, how it's a weapon of Satan, several years ago. And we've seen how God uses, how the devil tries to do different things. And as we look at this morning, I want to ask the question or preach a question, if God will be my help in your hearing, is God fair? Amen? Is God fair? Amen? Is our God a fair God? You say, preacher, why would you preach that? Because if this is left unanswered, it leads us to despair in our lives. Amen. Not only does it lead us to despair, but it leads us in a line of disbelief. Amen. If we don't know for certainty whether God is fair or not, is He a fair God? Is He able to do what He says He'd do? Amen. But I want to say, praise God, if we ain't careful, we become blind to the truth about God's sovereignty, that God is sovereign in all that does, that God is God, and besides Him, there's none other. I want to say today that God knows everything that's happening in our lives, and God knows exactly where we are, and God wants to help us if we'll let Him today. Amen. If we'll let Him, He'll draw nigh to us. But He said we've got to draw nigh to Him. And God can't help you if you're pushing Him away. God can't get close to you if you're stiff-arming Him. Amen. We got to allow God to come to us. We got to get close to Him. And He's promised us. James said if we'll draw nigh to Him, try to get close, that He'll get close to you. It's time for the church. It's time for you. It's time for me to inch up closer to the Lord. Even so, the more the Bible says that we see these days approaching. You say, Pastor, what are we approaching? We're approaching evil, wicked times. Amen. The devil's fighting. He's trying to destroy. He's trying to tear down. But we got to trust in the Lord. We got to ask God to help us even right now. Amen. We see Job as he went through all that he did. The Bible tells us that Job was a righteous, a virtuous man. Praise God. He was a God-fearing, upright man. He eschewed evil. He hated evil. He hated evil ways. He hated evil deeds. And he was trying his best to do right. Amen. You say, well, preacher, if you're doing your best to do right, then you ought to be running well. Amen. Praise God. We do, but I'm saying they still a God. They still a God in heaven. They still a devil that'll try to deceive us, and there's still this old flesh that we live in. Amen. We try to pack everything off on the devil, praise God, but it's not, a lot of time it's not him, it's us. Amen. We make some bad choices in our life, and you have to pay for those choices. The Bible says there's a day of reckoning, when you have to stand up to the choices that you've made in your life. And so we see this and we say, well, preacher, that there it is. Amen. God's not fair because he brings evil upon us. Amen. He brings evil upon us. Job answered the question here. His wife continued after everything that happened. Now he had lost all his property. And he was praying and lifting up his kids, amen, Lord, every day, that they might be sanctified. He lost all of his children. He lost 7 sons and 3 daughters in just a moment in time. It was there 1 minute and gone. Hey, he was there, and somebody come running to him and said, hey, look, you've lost this, and you've lost that, and you've lost this. Before one get done talking, he'd say, hey, you've done lost that. And then they come and say, hey, listen, your children's all eating at the brother's houses, and so there was a mighty storm come along and blowed them all away. My goodness, what a time Job had. Amen. But Job said this, his wife come to him, and she says, his wife then said to him, unto him, dost thou retain thine integrity? Curse God and die. And he says this, he said, but he said unto her, why, thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? In all this did not Job sin with his lips. So Job said, if of evil speaking, evil suffering, praise God. He said, should we not receive good and the bad from God? Amen. Praise God. So you say, well, preacher, was God the creator of evil? No. Praise God. Our old flesh and the devil is what causes evil. Amen. And you say, well, preacher, you believe that God causes evil? No, God doesn't cause evil. God can't. Because evil, wicked stuff is contrary to God's character. Amen. Hello? God is not the instigator of evil. He does not start evil and wickedness. Because it is absolutely contrary to His character. The Bible says this in Psalms 5:4, for thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness. Neither shall evil dwell with thee. So God says He don't have any pleasure in wickedness, so why would He instigate it? He doesn't. That's the answer. He doesn't instigate wickedness, amen? Praise God, He's not the author of confusion. The devil is. Amen. He go on saying in 3 John verse 11, he said, beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil hath not seen God. Amen. So God is good, praise God, all the time. Amen. Praise the Lord. And He's there to help us if we'll let Him. But we got to want to let Him. Amen. God's not the instigator of evil. God's not the instigator of wicked. If these wicked and evil things, praise God, that come across our path, it's not God that put them there. Praise God. It's the wickedness of the devil in this world in which we live. Amen. If you look in the book of James, James tells us about this. In James chapter 1, verse 13, he said, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. In other words, God doesn't tempt no man. Amen. God doesn't put those temptations out there. He says, for God cannot be tempted with evil. Now watch this. Neither tempteth he any man. Amen. God doesn't tempt you to do things. Amen. If each temptation comes your way, guess who's sending it that way? It's the devil. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He said, but every man is tempted. Now watch this. When he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Amen. So we start seeing things of this world and we start saying, hey, wait, well, look at that. That might not be too bad. But the thing is, see, that's a lie of the devil. The devil's always full of half-truths. It may not be too bad, but it probably ain't too good either. If the devil is bringing it up, praise God, you best just leave it alone. Amen. Praise God. We better seek the righteousness of God, because when we're tempted and we're drawn away with the lust of our own lust and we're enticed, he said, then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. So we say, who brings forth sin? Who brings forth death? Praise God, the devil does. Because we get caught up and we allow him to entice us. Amen. You say, preacher, how do we stop that? By knowing the truth. And the Bible said he'll make you free from the enticement of the devil. Amen. We won't listen to the devil, therefore we won't be persuaded in our flesh. Hello? Amen. That's truth. That's Bible. James goes on, verse 60, and he says this, do not err, my beloved brethren. So what James is saying here, he said, don't be deceived. Don't let nobody seduce you, praise God. And don't be led astray, praise God. He said, stay on the straight path. Trust in the Lord, but believe on Him, praise God, because He is a good God. Because He loves us and He's there to show us the right way if we'll just listen to Him. Amen? Praise God. So we see that the Bible teaches here that Job was, he went through a tough time. He had a lot of obstacles in faith, but he didn't blame God. He didn't accuse God. He never sinned with his lips. Amen. He never cursed God. There's a whole lot of people in the world that cursing God all the time. Don't even realize it. Using his name in vain, throwing it out there for no reason at all. Just because of the wickedness of the heart. We need to be careful, praise God. We can get in some very bad habits. Amen, praise God. We need to be in a habit of praising the Lord. Amen, praise God. You mash your finger, praise God. Instead of cussing God, we're going to say, glory to God, thank you for that thumb I had to mash. Amen, praise the Lord. You're hopping around on one foot, you know. Glory to God, thank you, Lord Jesus, praise God, because I've got that thing. And maybe it'll still work after a while. Amen, Lord, help me. Praise God, God began to minister to us. He's helped us. Amen. So you ask, well, you say, well, Pastor, why do we believe on God who allows evil? Why would we believe in a God who allows evil? Amen. Or why would we believe in a God that it seems like he don't even know that I'm hurting? Amen. So why would I believe in him? Because he's God. And God has a purpose. Praise God. You say, what's the purpose? We go through the trials and affliction of this world so that we can grow closer to him. You say, preacher, that don't make good sense. And if God wants me to be closer to him, why don't he just love on me all the time? Let me just tell you something. Your flesh is just like my flesh. Our humanity is just like my humanity, is just like your humanity. If God loved on you all the time, you'd never draw closer to him because you would expect it all the time. But God allows these things to happen in our life, praise God, to get us to realize, you and me, that we need him. That we can't make it without him. And we're living the days there. We're coming into a time that we're going to need, I'm going to need, you're going to need him like we've never needed him before. Amen. We got people that's lost their mind. We got children that's acting like animals. They're wanting to put litter boxes in the schools. That's wickedness. Amen. A parent, now you listen to me, a parent that go along with that is wicked as hell. Amen. They're consumed, praise God, by the devil. Amen. The only person, I don't want my kid to be an animal. I want my kid to be a little old youngin', praise God, a little old boy or a little old girl, what God created him to be, and to stand up upright before God and give him praise and honor and glory all the days of his life. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. They don't like that. Praise God. They can take it and just go jump off a cliff somewhere. I ain't compromising with the devil not one whit. Amen. Because God done made a determination. God created male and female. Male and female created them. Praise God. And he created them human beings. He put them, praise God, the breath of life in them. And they become a living soul, not an animal. An animal don't have one. Amen. Praise God. We need help today. We need some clarification, praise God, the Word of God. But it's a God doesn't, praise God, God allows evil, praise God, because it's for a purpose. Amen, that we might be created in the image of His dear Son. Look at Hebrews chapter number 2. Hebrews chapter number 2, verse number 9. The Bible says this, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor. Amen. That's praise to be worshiped. Amen. That he, by the grace of God, that's God's favor, should taste death for every man. Glory, hallelujah. That's enough to make a cold Baptist shout. Amen. Praise God. Jesus Christ died for my sins according to the scriptures. I'm glad he didn't stay dead. I'm glad. Praise God on that third and appointed day that he got up victorious over death in the grave. A stone was rolled away and Jesus rose up. Praise God to rise up above death and to go sit at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for you and I. Talk to God on our behalf. When we came, the Lord looked at, hey, when God looks at us, he don't see us, but he sees the blood of the Son that was shed on Calvary, praise God, and he says everything will be all right. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. Verse number 10 says, for it became him from whom are all things, that by whom are all things, in bringing many sins unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings, praise God. For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one. For which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. Amen. Praise God. When we go through the sufferings of this world, when we're tried of this world, praise God. It's not because God's not fair, but because God loved us. Amen. And he said it not put on us more than we bear. He said, but with it he'd make a way of escape. And it's time, young as this to me, it's time for the church. It's time for you and me. It's time for you and us. It's time for us to gather together and just call upon the name of the Lord. Praise God. Why he may be found and say, Lord God, please help us today. We stand in need. Amen. There's never been a time that we have a need like we do now. The psalmist said in Psalm 41, he said, I waited patiently for the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God. It's time to wait patiently. It's time to call upon the Lord patiently. He said, I waited patiently for the Lord. And he inclined unto me and heard my cry. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad. I listened to the Lord, praise God, and he heard my plea. Amen. And he inclined unto me. Look what it says the rest of that verse. Let me just read you that. He said, he inclined unto me and heard my cry. Ain't you glad that? Praise God. He said, I waited patiently. I trust. In other words, I was faithfully trusting in the Lord. Amen. Even when things is going on and we don't understand, praise God, we have to still faithfully trust in the Lord. Amen. Praise God, he'll never lead us wrong. He'll never leave us or forsake us. He'll always be there. He'll be there. He's never been late. He's always right on time. Amen. He said, he brought me up also out. Thank God for that, ain't you? Bless his holy name. Praise God. Hey, listen, the state and the nature we was in, we was lost without God. We need help. We were alienated. We were somewhere off from him. And said, God come to us and he brought us up out of the mess. He brought us up and he pulled us out of the mess that we were in. He'll still do that today if we'll let him, if we'll confess him, if we'll trust in him. He'll bring you up and he'll bring you out. He said, and out of a horrible pit. Amen. That place where we were in nature, praise God. God, hey, listen, by nature we were in a terrible place. By nature we were lost without God. By nature we're alienated from the God of heaven who loved us and created us and put us in this world, praise God, that we might live and love and have a redemption through his Son. Amen. He said he brought us out of a miry clay and set my feet upon a rock. Praise God. He said, he's a place in standing with Lord Jesus Christ. He said, that's where the Lord brought us to. A place where the Lord put us, me and you. A safe place in Christ Jesus. He said, and he established my goings. Amen. That not only is that a place in Christ, but that's stability in Christ. You know what's wrong with us today? There's no stability. We're unstable, praise God. Because we lack stability. But our stability is in the Lord Jesus Christ when we're standing upon the foundation of Christ Jesus, our Savior. And he said he established our going, praise God. He put us in that safe place. He said he hath put a new song in our mouth, praise God. He offers songs of thanksgiving, lift up praise in the Lord for his goodness and his mercy. He endures on us, praise God. He said even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Amen. He gives us a testimony. Amen. And he said, and along with the testimony, we see souls for our labors. That don't sound like a God that don't care about us. That sounds to me like a God who loves us and cares about every one of us. He wants to see us come up out of that horrible pit, that place where natural has put us and bring us into a place of good standing with God. A place of peace and joy and happiness. Amen. Praise you. You say, well, preacher, I just ain't seeing that way because we ain't close to God. We ain't where we need to be. Amen. We said if we draw nigh to him, he'd draw nigh to us. Then we begin to get a relationship with God. Hey, you say, preacher, if I just had this and had that, praise God, he's got it all. He's got everything we need, praise God. And we know that he offers that to us because God is fair. Amen. You say, well, if God's fair, then what's the purpose of suffering? Amen. So that we'd be conformed into the image of Christ. Amen. So we'd be brought into conformity. so that we would be like him. Like I said a while ago, if we was all perfect and we was all going all just doing the best we could all the time, praise God, we'd never get right with God. And then we'd think we were all that in a bucket of bolts too. But praise God, when we see that, we realize the Lord God of heaven, praise the Lord, we realize that the sufferings that we go is to acquaint us with the Lord, to make us in likeness of his image. In Romans chapter number 8, he says this, 8 and 28. He said, we know, now watch this, that all things work together for good to them that love God. He said, well, preacher, I just don't understand that because there's a lot of bad things that's happening. You know, we say, well, why does God allow good things to happen, bad things to happen to good people? He said, because all things work together for the good of them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. What's his purpose? To save us, praise God, to draw us unto himself and get us ready to go to heaven. Amen. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed, amen, to the image of his son. That conform means to be made into an exact image. Amen. God called us to become an exact image of Christ our Savior. You say, how do you do that? Through sufferings, through hardships, through undergoing the things that we have to go through in this world. You say, preacher, why is that? Because of sin? Because of the curse that's on this world? Amen. We live in a sin-cursed world. And God said, I'm trying to call you out and make you ready and get you out of this world. Amen. This is not our eternal home. Ain't you glad for that? Amen. Praise God. We're somebody going somewhere else in a little while to a place that's prepared for those that's prepared for that place. Amen. That he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. Amen. In other words, we went to court and we stood before a judge. And judge said, amen, not guilty, praise the Lord. Amen. And it was through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that covered our sin. Because of that blood, amen, the judge looked at us. He said, I don't see anything wrong with them. Thank God. Amen. All our sins cast into the sea of forgetfulness. He said, them he also justified, whom he justified, them he also glorified. Now that's present tense, amen. It's just like we're already in heaven with God, already in the presence of the Lord. He said, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, now watch this, who can be against us? Amen. If God is for you, praise God, who can be against you? It even brings self into subjection. It brings us to a place, praise God, where we can just praise and give God glory, realize that, amen, that everything's going to be all right because God's got it and he's got us. Thank God. I'm glad, ain't you? So we see, hey, praise God, and we ask, well, is God fair? We say, well, yeah, God's fair. Well, you say, well, preacher, what about Job? What about poor old Job? I mean, in a short time, he was filled with physical. He's filled with mental. He was filled with emotional suffering beyond measure. In a short period of time, I mean, in a day. Amen. It's just like all the evil, the world just fell on him. Did that ever feel like that to you? Amen. Like you're going along, you're plopping along pretty good, bobbing along pretty good, and all of a sudden, boom, it's just like the whole world's dumped on you. Amen. You're trying to shake it off, trying to get out from under it. You wonder what in the world's going on. That's the way poor old Job must have felt. He had devastating losses. Amen. Praise God. He lost everything he had one day. In just a moment of time, Job lost everything he had. Not only did he lose everything he had, but the next thing you know, boom, he was hit, just raked with pain from the top of his head, soles of his feet. Sore balls broke out on him. He's sitting in a pot of, sitting in ashes with a piece of broken pottery, trying to scrape them to get just a little bit of relief. Amen. You ever feel like you're scraping your wounds or trying to get a little bit of relief? And then you have the three amigos come along. You have his three buddies. Oh boy. You have these three buddies come along, and they're his friends, right? And they begin to falsely accuse him. Amen. They say, well, Job, you know, I know why you're going through all this. It's something that you did, ain't it? You know what they was doing? They was doing a whole lot, doing like a whole lot of the world like to do. They just like to get a line on some juicy gossip. They'd get a line on what Job would confess to them, amen, so they could run out. Not so they could pray for him and uplift him and try to encourage him. They figured they'd get something they could run home and run here and run there, praise God, so they could post on Facebook so everybody'd see it. Amen? That's kind of the way the world is, amen. We think we got friends. I'll tell you what friend we got, our friend in Jesus. Amen, praise God. We better trust the Lord, hey, praise God, because just in a moment of time, poor old Job went through it all. Devastating losses, praise God. He was grief and eat up with pain. Had these friends, praise God, that come up and falsely accused him. And then in Job's heart, he began to wonder if God even cared. Amen? Have you ever come to a place in your life you wonder if God really even cares? Huh? Hey, listen, we all have. Amen? Hello? We got to be honest with ourselves. We come to a place, amen, every one of us comes to places and we wonder if God even really cares. But I want to tell you on the authority of His Word that He always cares. Amen. Job comes to the point in his life that he would say this. In Job chapter 3 and verse 11, he'd say, Why died I not from the womb? Why did I not give up the ghost when I came out of the belly? Amen. Job said, hey, listen, said I mean, he didn't hadn't said nothing, sitting there in them ashes, scraping them sores and them boils, and them old buddies are sitting there with him. He said, hey, listen. He said, I don't know why God didn't just go ahead and take me out of here when I was born, before I was born. Why didn't He just let me go ahead and die? Why He brought me into this world? Amen, praise God, He did, because such times as this, the world need to see a godly man. He wondered, where was God, praise God? Where is my Lord? Amen. Why did He bring me in here if He was going to forsake me and leave me? I want to say God did not bring Him in this world to forsake Him and to leave Him. God brought Him in this world that God, through Job, might show me and you today that God is with a righteous man and a virtuous man and a virtuous woman, praise God, one that fears God and escheweth evil. And God is with them, praise God, no matter what. Glory. Somebody ought to have a spell. Amen. He said, no matter what we endure, no matter what we go through here, that God's loved us and He's given us a promise and He's given us a hope and He's piled it up, praise God, through the promises of the Lord. And when it's all said and done, it's going to be better. Amen. We got to look, Christ, to trials and the tribulations and the hardships. Look through them, praise God, and see Jesus on the other side. Amen. That's why Job said, his wife told him all that, and he said, what? He said, you talk as one of those foolish women. Amen. Praise God. What do you think? What are you thinking? He said, shall we not receive good in the hand of God, and shall we not receive, evil? So can't we praise God what God is doing? Amen. Can't God take care of it no matter what it is? Amen. So he never failed, praise God, to keep praising God, to keep trusting the Lord. Amen. That's, no matter what happens, we can't stop praising the Lord. When things pile up, when things get hard, praise God. Hey, man, don't blame God, but trust God. Say, Lord, I know that You're sovereign. In everything that happens, praise God, all things happen for a reason. You say, preacher, well, people get sick and they go out of here. Yeah, they do. Amen. But praise God, that ought to inform us, praise God, that we're all mortal human beings. Amen. There's none of us that are immortal today. In other words, there's none of us that's going to live forever. I hate to bust your bubble. But there's none of us that's going to live forever. We're going to live and we're going to get old and we're going to go out of here. And he said if we just trust in the Lord, praise God, all the days of our life, that He'd be with us, that He would deliver us. See, he said, Job realized that God, no matter what was happening to him, that God was still with him. That God hadn't left him. That God hadn't forsaken him. See, God had told the devil, he said, well, he said, if you'll take it, he said, does he hold and lift you up for no reason? He said, if you take away all his possessions, he'll curse you to your face. And God said, well, go ahead and take his possessions. But now, won't you watch this? He said, you go ahead and take all his possessions. They took his property and they took his family, his children. Amen. Took it all. And yet, but God said, you don't touch his body. You don't touch his soul. You don't touch that. That belongs to me. Amen. So the devil went along and he destroyed everything Job had. I want to tell you today, youngins, the devil will destroy everything we have. Amen. But the only thing we have that we can possess, hold on to, and be assured of is the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. And I want to say on the authority of God's Word that the devil can't touch that. Amen. Now listen, he didn't stop there. There's another day come along, and old Job, he got over that. Boy, he was. I could just see him. He's just praising, worshiping God. He's trying to build back. Amen. He's trying to get past this. Him and Mrs. Job, I think she might have had a harder time of it than Job did. And she said, he said, do you retain thine integrity? She said, just curse God and die. He said, listen, we can't do that. That God gives good, God gives evil, pray God gives and takes away. Glory be to God. He said, if it wasn't for God, I'd never had it to begin with. And so the devil shows up again. Long story short, and he said, hey, possessions is one thing, but you touch his flesh. You touch a man's flesh. You touch a man's word. You touch a man's flesh where he lives, pray, and he'll curse you to your face. And God says, well, you know what? You go ahead and you can touch his flesh. But he said, don't you touch his soul. That belongs to me. Listen to what he said. He said, Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin, yea, verse 4, all that a man hath will he give for his life. Put forth thine hand now and touch him, his bone, his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy sin. And the Lord said unto him, Satan, behold, he is in thine hand, but save his life. See, he said, his life is not in your hands. Your life today is not in your hands. Your life is in God's hands. And today, if you're saved, praise God, your life is in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ. He saved you, covered with His blood, praise God, and put you in the hand of the Father who sealed you with the blood, praise God, and that's where you are today, in a place of safekeeping. Amen? Praise God. Because Job realized, praise God, that no matter what happened, that God was still there. I want to say, youngins, today, no matter what happens, God's still there. And we're all going through a lot of stuff right now. I mean, big, heavy stuff. God is still here. God's still here. God is still here. And He's helping us. No matter the burden and weight of what we carry, God said, I'll help you carry your load. He said, I'll love you, praise God. He said, Job knew that God was still with him. Job knew that God still loved him. Amen. He said, preacher, how do you know? Because he's still here. Amen. He still loves us because we're still here. God's still providing for us. God's still taking care of us. God's still providing for us. He's still meeting our needs. Amen. And then we'd see Job at the end of this thing. His response in Job chapter 42 in verse 5. Job would say this after, as he was communing with God. After he had had about all the ridicule and putting down that he could stand. And he said, you know what? I realize who God is and I realize what God's done. And he says, well, let's just look at Job chapter 42 and verse 1. He said, then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that thou canst do everything and that no thought can be withholden from thee. Whew. He had a pretty high impression of God, didn't he? He said, Lord, I know that you can do everything, anything. And that there's no thought, anything I think that you don't know about. He goes on and he says, verse number 3, he said, who is he that hideth counsel without knowledge? Therefore have I uttered that I understand not things too wonderful for me, which I knew not. You know what Job's saying? He said, you know what? I was just like a little kid. He said, when I was thinking on this, he said, I wasn't thinking right. He said, I wasn't realizing that you are God and besides you there's no other. And that there's no place for me to ever question you because you have all the wisdom. He said, Lord, you know what I need. And you know where I am. And you know how to take me to where you'd have me to be. To God be the glory. And he said, he goes on and says this. He said, here I beseech thee, and I will speak, and I will demand of thee, and declare thou unto me. He says, Lord, let me just say something. So I want you to just declare. I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear. But now watch this. He said, but now mine eye seeth thee. Wherefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. See, it's present tense. You know what happened through all this? Through everything that happened in Job's life, through everything that happens in our life, you know what it's all for? So that we, you and I, can see God. Amen? So that we can see God, who He is. Question is God fair? God is fair in all His dealings with humanity. But not only is God fair, Brother Justin, but He's also faithful. Amen? God is fair. God is faithful. But not only is God fair, and our God is faithful, but our God is gracious in all His dealings. Amen? That's why we've got to put our faith and trust in Him. Amen? We've got to put our faith, we've got to believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ with all our heart, our soul, our spirit, our strength, our mind, our effort. Praise God, put it in the Lord. Because he's the only place that we can get help. Is God fair? God's more than fair. If we got what we deserved, if you got what you deserved, you'd be in hell without God. But God, because He's fair, because He's faithful. Can you imagine the Lord Jesus Christ? He came to a world that would reject Him. They would deny Him and reject Him, even though He gave His life for us. Still, the whole world is denying, rejecting, pushing Him away. But He's fair, He's faithful, He's gracious to keep offering Himself as a perpetuation, a price of our sin, so that through Him, praise God, we might be saved. We believe on God. We trust in God. We know that God is fair. Amen. He was fair to Job. And hey, listen, most of us will never have to go through what Job went through. Amen. Never have to go through that. But if we do, amen, we know that God will be with us because He's promised He would. He'll always be there. Amen. He'll be there to guide you and lead you, to show you, to love on you, so that we can just look to Him, the author and the finisher of our faith, and say, Lord, we need some help. I want to say this today, youngs, and I'm done. There's a whole lot of us. Every family here today is dealing with some kind of issue. Some of us, maybe more than one. But I want to say there's a God of heaven who said, I want to help you with that. Amen. I want to help. I feel sorry for people that don't know the Lord, who've got too much pride to bow the knee and say, Lord, Lord, forgive me a sinner and come into my life and be my Lord and Savior. And then to say, Lord, we've got some problems. See, the thing about being a child of God when you're saved, Brother Jeff, is that when you got all these issues coming at you, you can say, Lord, you've got a problem. We've got a situation here, Lord. See, now it's not only yours, but it's yours and His. We can't handle it, but He can. Amen. He'll come alongside us. Amen. And He'll touch us and He'll help us and He'll guide us and He'll give us good counsel. What we miss so many times is good counsel. We seek direction from another source when we ought to be seeking counsel from the Lord. Amen. Seek counsel from the Lord. Ask God to help us and then believe that He will. The Bible says if we ask believing, we shall receive.